Welcome to our WTU podcast, We Move People, your podcast for body, heart and mind. We are Alfred Johannes Neudorfer and Rosa Ferrante Banera. And in our podcast, we talk about the topics personal development, health, martial arts, philosophy and humanity.
Welcome to a new episode from our WTU podcast, We Move People, AJ speaking. In this podcast, I will tell you four little Mullah Nasruddin stories from Osho. The first story. From the very beginning, it was so that he was upside down. His parents were in trouble. If they would say, go to the right, he would go to the left. Finally, his old father so that rather than bothering with him, it better if they want him to go to the left, to order him to go to the right. And he is bound to go to the left. One day they were crossing the river. On their donkey they had a big bag of sugar, and the bag was leaning more towards right, so there was a danger that it may slip into the river. It had to remain balanced on the donkey. But to tell to Nasruddin, move the bag towards the left will mean losing the sugar. He will not moving it toward the right. So he said to Nasruddin, my son, your bag is slipping. Move it toward the right. And Nasruddin moved it toward the right. The father said, this is strange. For the first time you have been obedient. Nasruddin said, for the first time you have been cunning. I knew you wanted this to be moved towards the left. I could see my eyes where it needs to be moved. Even in such a subtle way, you cannot make me open. The second story. There's a Sufi story that Mullah Nasruddin wanted to learn swimming. But as he went close to the river with the teacher who was going to teach him, he slipped and fell into the river. And it was the deep river. He was saved by the teacher, but he went a few times under the water, and as he was taken out, he took his shoes and ran away. The teacher said, where are you going? You have come to learn swimming. He said, now first I will learn swimming, and then I will come near the water. Otherwise, I am not going to come near the water. It's so dangerous. First I will learn swimming. But where is he going to learn swimming? You cannot learn swimming in your bedroom. There is no other way. But unfortunately, he entered the river from the wrong end. The teacher would have taken him to where the water was shallow and slowly would have encouraged him to go towards deeper waters. As he would have become most proficient, the teacher would have encouraged him to go farther and farther. Just a little trust is enough. The third story. A Sufi story. Mullah Nasruddin is appointed as the prime minister of a king because he was known to be very wise. Somewhat wide was his wisdom, but still wisdom is wisdom. The first day when they went to have their dinner together, a certain vegetable called bindi was made by the cook, stuffed with eastern spices. It is a delicacy. The king appreciated the cook, and after that Mullah said in appreciation of the bindi, this is the most precious vegetable in the world. It gives you long life, it keeps you healthy, it gives you resistance against diseases, and so on and so forth. The king said, I never knew that you know so much about vegetables. The cook heard about it, so he thought if bindi is such a thing that our king can live long and healthy and young. Next day again bindi was made, and again Mullah praised it, going even higher than the first day. The third day bindi was made, and Mullah went still higher. The fourth day bindi was made, and Mullah was going higher and higher. The fifth day Mullah even said that bindi is a divine food. God eats only bindi. But the king was bored. He threw the plate of bindi and told Mullah Nasruddin, you are an idiot. Bindi and goat eats bindi every day? You will drive me mad? Mullah said, Lord, you are getting unnecessarily hot. I am your servant. You said Bindi was good. I simply followed you. And when I do something, I do it perfectly. I am not a servant to Bindi. I am your servant. The truth is that Bindi is the worst thing in the world. Even devils don't eat it. You did well that you threw it. He threw the plate farther away than the king. He said, You should always remember that I am your servant, and you are always right, and am I a consistent man, I will remain consistently your servant, whatever happens. And now the last story from Osho from today. The Sufi story is, Mullah Nasruddin is chosen an honorary magistrate. The first case appears. He hears one side and declares to the court, Within 5 minutes I will back with the judgment. The court clerk could not believe it. He has not heard the other side? The clerk whispered in his ear, What are you doing? Don't you see a simple thing? You have heard only one party. One side? The other side is waiting, and without hearing them you cannot give any judgment. Mullah Nasruddin said, Don't try to confuse me. Just now I am absolutely clear. If I hear the other side too, then there is bound to be confusion. So these were the 4 Mullah Nasruddin stories from Osho. And think, each of these stories has different levels of meaning, not only one. Think about, and maybe you will find the pattern behind. Bye, see us next time.